Lord by offering bullocks and offering up birds and offering rams. But thank God we don't have to offer an animal. He was the sacrifice. We don't need another. Oh, praise his name. And now what do I offer? I offer the sacrifice of praise. I offer, according to Romans 12, present your body a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is my reasonable service. Say yeah. In other words, I don't have nothing else that the Lord wants. He don't want your pennies. He don't want your dimes. He don't want your dollars. The Lord wants you. He wants you to worship. I offer myself. I'm reminded of a little story about a little boy who never been to church before. They went to the house, the outreach team. They knocked on the door, and the boy opened it up. He was about 11 years old, and they said, son, is your mother and father here? We'd like to invite y'all to church. He said, no, my dad is an alcoholic, and my mama's a drug addict, and they're not here. They said, son, would you like to come to church? He said, I'd like to come. What time should I be ready? They say the van will be here about 10 a.m. The van picked him up. They went to church. He heard a good word. He heard the message of how Jesus had died and rose again, all for our sin. And the preacher got up to receive the offering. The deacons got the basket, and they came out front. And the boy, he said, I don't have nothing to give. Everybody walked around, and they put something in the basket. They put money in the basket. He didn't have an envelope. He said, I can't give this, because there ain't nothing in it. And so he went up to the deacon. He said, Brother Deacon, could you lower the basket? And the deacon said, yes. He said, lower it a little more. He put it on the floor, and the boy stepped in the basket. He said, you know what? I didn't have no money, but all I got to offer is me. If the Lord will have me, here I am. Hallelujah. Here I am, Lord. All I got is me. It's all I got to offer you. If you'll have me, take me. When the world casts you aside, God will pick you up. He'll pick you up. When everybody's forgotten about you, God remembers you. Yes, he does. I don't have anything to offer. Just me. You know, that's all he wants. He told us in his word. He said, I don't look for bullocks and animals, basically. He said, but I want a broken, contrite heart and a broken and contrite spirit. You are a spirit that lives in the flesh, that because of that combination, you have a soul. We get all worked up over this flesh. I want to see some people get worked up over the spirit. We go to the extremes for this flesh, including me. But what extreme will you go to for the spirit? You are a spirit, and you're only as strong as your spirit. People who put a lot into their flesh, they buy muscle milk, and they build their muscles, and they look strong. How do you look spiritually? You can tell if you go to a football team, and you look at them. Football team, if they look little, you look over and see the other team, and they look pretty big. You say, man, that team gonna get killed. They gonna get beat pretty bad. I don't care how fast they are. All it takes is one good hit. And that's going to be it. The devil's saying the same thing. If you look weak spiritually, all it takes is one hit. And he got the game. That's why you can't afford to come in here and sleep. That's why you can't afford to come in here and not receive the word and be ready to go and impatient in your spirit. That's a spirit that causes you to be impatient in your spirit. And that's why God did this message the way he did. Some of y'all was ready to go. Just anxious to get out the door.
God teaching you something. You spend too much time getting this flesh intact, satisfying this flesh. We can watch a movie for 2 hours, but we can't spend an hour worshiping. We can't spend an hour listening to the word of God. We can't spend an hour loving on somebody, appreciating somebody. We got too much envy and jealousy in our heart. Let me tell you something. You can't hate and unforgiveness. You can't have that in your heart. You can't be prejudiced in a way, whether it's by family, by person, by color, whatever.
We know your hearts have burned within by the message of Living Word Ministries. Living Word Ministries of Natchitoches, Louisiana. Pastor Altoria Holden Sr. Our church is located 1401 Welch Street, Natchitoches, Louisiana. Our mailing address is Post Office Box 968, Campy, Louisiana, 71411. Again, Post Office Box 968, Campy, Louisiana, 71411. Our service times are 9:45 a.m. Sunday morning worship and Bible study on Thursday nights at 7:30 p.m. We would love to see you and hear from you. Our doors are open. Living Word Ministries radio broadcast can be heard every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 11:30 a.m. until 12 noon. Continuous blessings. Pastor Altoria Holden Sr. and Living Word Ministries, thank you for your support.
This is KAYT, Gina Alexandria, 88.1. The gospel is on your radio. Call a friend. Tell somebody. 88.1.
Welcome to the Movement of Christ Worldwide Ministers Broadcast, brought to you by the Greater King David Baptist Church, pastored by Dr. John E. Montgomery II, one church ministering in two locations, 222 Blood Road and 7305 Harry Drive, Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Thank you for your prayers and support of the ministry. Let us now join the broadcast already in progress.
Hope for all life.
As I was preparing for this message this morning, that little song just stuck in my spirit. I couldn't remember all the words to it, but I said, I got to tell him. Yes, I got to tell him. That took us way back. Gracious God, our Father, thank you now as we prepare our hearts to hear your word. Minister to us through your spirit. Meet us in the text, tell of the truth that we're teaching, that every hearer's heart might not just hear this word, but heed this word. And God will be ever so careful to give you praise, glory, and honor. In Jesus' name we pray. And the people of God said, amen. 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 God bless you. Would you turn your Bibles to the book of Acts, chapter 5. And I want to commence reading at verse 42, the last verse. Acts 5 and 42. And it simply says, and daily in the temple and in every house they cease not to teach and preach Jesus Christ. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word. And for the message title, we simply want to speak from this theme. We got to tell it. Yes, we got to tell it. Amen. This is a powerful and prolific word. It is profound at every turn because what it literally shares and says to us as the New Testament church at its birth has been called by some the church at its best. One of the reasons it has been called that is because of the extreme faith and the extreme obedience to the leading of the Holy Ghost in the lives of the people of God, that they heeded everything that the Spirit of God told them to do as a body of believers. Acts is actually an account of the Holy Spirit's activities and how he moved and how he ministered and how he met men where they were and lifted them to the place that they should be. And as they gave way their will to God's will, they discovered that God was no respecter of persons. They saw phenomenal miracles happen in the New Testament church, in the church at its birth. It was the church who believed God for what he said. And our problem is, I think we become too educated and too intelligent, so much so that we now try to syllogistically deduce from cause to effect, and we try to reason with God how a thing will work or not work instead of simply believing him because he said it. These were men who trusted God at every turn to do just what he said. They were not reading the New Testament. They were living the New Testament. They were truly trusting God at his best. Now we can read the New Testament, and it seems like we'd rather read it than live it. What we forget is that what God did then, he's even more ready to do now, because those things were given for our examples. And so these men didn't have the examples that we've got today by the word of God. They simply moved as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. May I throw out parenthetically for our understanding? It doesn't matter how much sense you've got, bought sense, common sense, school sense, or any other sense, if you don't have the Holy Ghost, none of this word is going to work for you. Because the Holy Ghost is the activating agent left in the earth realm to make this word come alive. Now, I want you to know these men went through something. This is no new story. You've heard it before. But I pray that as you hear this word, that you will take as Acts 1 tells us that we have been given, we have been anointed to be witnesses of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's us individually as well as us corporately as the body of Christ. So whether you're an apostle, whether you're a preacher, teacher, evangelist, whatever you, or whether you're what's called a pew member, you have a responsibility. I said a pew member, not a pew member. You catch that on your way home. If you're a member who's a lay person, not any auxiliary, any ministry, listen, this word is still for you because you are under warrant to tell the story also. Ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you. What's the purpose for that? So you can spread the good news in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and to the uttermost parts of the world. So that's not just for the preachers. It's not just for the evangelists. Not just for the people who are in ministry work, but for everybody who's in the body of Christ. These men went through something to tell the story. And listen, the most that most of us will have to go through is a little shame. Because we really don't want folk, because of the way we live, to know we really are witnesses. Matter of fact, the way most of us live, that would not be enough criminate evidence to prove that we were Christians. It's an indictment for some of us to say that we're Christians because we don't have enough Christ-likeness in us for people to really say we're Christians. And so this word is for the believer to understand that you're going to have to go through something sometime to tell the story. Listen, let me just read a little bit so you'll just kind of get this word and understand it. If we would back up and see certain things, verse 12 in the fifth chapter still. And by the hands of the apostles were many signs and wonders wrought among the people, and they were all with one accord in Solomon's porch. And the rest durst no man join himself to them, but the people magnified them. And believers were the more added to the Lord, multitudes both of men and women, insomuch that they were brought forth the sick unto the streets, and laid them on the beds and couches, that at the least the shadow of Peter passing by might overshadow some of them. There came also a multitude out of the cities round about unto Jerusalem, Jerusalem, bringing sick folks, and them which were vexed with unclean spirits, and they were healed every one. Man, you know, it was exciting to meet up with the believers in that day. I mean, you think about it now. They were so excited, moving by faith. The people who heard the word believed that the healing of the word of God was still meant for them. They would just want to get, listen, they didn't have to have Peter to touch them, lay hands on them, put no oil on them, pray for them. They just wanted to be where his shadow. Listen, because the word was so strong and so fresh, because the believers were not doubting God, because they wanted to receive what God said, that was an activation in their spirit by the Holy Ghost to believe God. When they believed God, they acted by faith. Folks started bringing folk from other cities to come. And listen at this. There were people who were not just sick folks, but those who had unclean spirits, demonic possessions. Now listen to this. This is what I love. Because the Bible says Jesus Christ the same today, yesterday, and forever. Now listen to this. If this is the case, then the power that was prevalent yesterday is prevalent today and will be prevalent tomorrow. But now notice here, I want you to read this last part. Look at what the Bible says. It says, and they were healed, some of them. What does your Bible read? And they were healed, most of them. And they were healed, listen to this, every one. Now, would you imagine what kind of traffic jams we'd have on Sunday mornings if people knew they could come to Greater King David where the believers believe the word of God and that they could get what they needed from the Lord because God was faithful? Could you imagine us trying to get to church for lines of people waiting outside, camping out for us to get here on Sunday mornings? Huh? No, you can't imagine. That's why you're looking at me like you're looking at me. But listen at this. Because they believed God without doubt, without reservation, God showed up through his own divine word and his power and worked the works as only God could do, especially manifested in the lives of believers. And so as they started bringing folk from every part of town and from other towns, listen at this. The Bible says, and everyone was healed. Leprosy is like unto AIDS today. Jesus healed leprosy then, equivalent to AIDS today. Don't you think he can heal AIDS today? There are testimonies on record. He's already done that. Ain't no new thing, no big thing. Whatever is man's greatest ailment, he's already done it in the word of God as proof. Listen at this. It may be called some different names, but he said every sickness. If it qualifies as a sickness and in the 10th chapter as a disease, Jesus healed it. I want somebody to get this in your spirit and understand that Jesus ain't scared of your sickness and your disease. Your disease and sickness is scared of Jesus. All it takes is a little bit of faith to activate what God has said in his word and believe it in your life, and everyone was healed. Look, I want you to see this. Wait, this is going to blow you away. I want you to see, look, again, and they were healed, everyone. Now, what comes after one? Do you know there is not a comma after everyone? It's period. That means whatever you got, Jesus got it. He can handle it. He can take care of it. Ain't no biggie for him. Everyone, period. Y'all gonna make me shout by myself, but that's all right. That's all right. Listen, let me go a little further. Now look at the apostles now, because they did this great work. Verse 17 says, then the high priest rose up. Now, did they rise up to join the army, the gang, the brothers in the healing? No, the Bible said they rose up and all they that were with him, which is the sect of the Sadducees, and were filled with indignation. Not the Holy Spirit. The church folk got mad because healing was going on. And they were filled with indignation. Now, what's all this mess, all this laying on a hand, all this putting oil on people, all this old foolishness here up in the church? They were filled with indignation. Listen at the word, because I want you to see this. And laid their hands on the apostles, and they weren't holy hands. Look, it's right in the text. And put them in the common prison. Now listen, for healing, casting out demons, the church folk put the apostles in prison. Listen at this now. Listen. Verse 18 says, again, verse 19, but the angel of the Lord by night opened the prison doors and brought them forth and said, go stand and speak in the temple to the people all the words of this life. Verse 21, and when they heard that, they entered into the temple early in the morning. See, when you got to tell it, you don't wait till the noonday. Listen, you can't sleep at night. He wakes you up. He moves you. Anybody know the Lord like to have intimate conversations with me at 3 and 4 o'clock in the morning? But before we get up, before we have breakfast, before we get our day started, he just like to pull me aside. And I'm like, what, Lord, what? And sometimes he takes a long time. And if I act like I'm going to sleep on me, he nudges me again. Look, wake up. Does he talk to anybody else like that? Listen. They went early in the morning. I want you to see this. And taught. But the high priest came, and they that were with him, and called the council together, and all the senate of the children of Israel, and sent to the prison to have them brought. But when the officers came and found them not in the prison, they returned and told, saying, the prison truly found we shut with all safety, and the keepers standing without before the doors. But when we had opened it, we found no man within. Listen now. Now when the high priest and the captain of the temple and the chief priest heard these things, they doubted of them whereunto this would grow. Verse 25, then came one and told them, saying, behold, the men whom ye put in prison are standing in the temple and teaching the people. Then went the captain with the officers and brought them without violence, for they feared the people, lest they should have been stoned. My God, listen to what this is saying. When you start sharing life-changing knowledge, when you start imparting revelation that changes people's lives, listen at this, the people who've been helped, the people who've been changed, the people who's been filled, the people who's been sealed, ain't gonna let nobody put their hands on the one who's blessing them without them doing something about it. Now listen to this. I was listening one day, and Farrakhan was asked, you know, was he not afraid of, you know, those who don't believe in him or his cause touching him? Farrakhan made a statement that rocked my world. Farrakhan said, I've got men who follow me who will kill concrete for me. He said he's got men who'll kill concrete for, I mean, not even living things. You know what they'll do to the living if they'll kill concrete for him. And I said, my God, I need to get some of Farrakhan men around me. Don't you know the enemy want to take out people that's saying something, that's doing something, that's bringing forth the word of God? You got to be kept. Can't know anybody get close to the anointing and just put their, y'all not hearing me here. There are evil spirits, demonic spirits, who would like to taint the anointing and the spirit of God on men and women of God. That's why God has cautioned me in preparing to minister the word. Be careful who I touch, what I touch, as I prepare to present this word to God. That's why you can't have no confidence. Can I get 5 minutes before you preach? No, you can't. If you sit down and listen, God may have already put it in your mail what you got need of. You can't vex my spirit trying to get to me with all this stuff that just don't matter. And I've got words of this life to impart to people who need a word from the Lord, who need a word that'll make a difference, who need a word that'll set them free, who need a word that'll heal their body, who need a word that will make them more than conquerors. Listen, I got news for you. There's life in this word. And there ought to be people around you that don't want to let nobody get close that would cause anything to make this word not go forward. Don't get mad with the people God's got surrounding and protecting the word. If people in the world can have an entourage to protect them from singing the stuff that's made of trash, don't sit there and act like you don't know. You can't find them out on the streets by them. They got entourages. They're going somewhere. Folk can't just get up there and touch them, grab them, because they've got protection. I thank God for the protection of the Holy Ghost, who is truly my protector, especially where man falls short. Listen at this word. I ain't through yet. Come on, sit down. I want you to see this. Verse 27 says, and when they had brought them, they set them before the council, and the high priest asked them, saying, did not we straightly command you that ye should not teach in this name? And behold, ye have filled Jerusalem with your doctrine and intend to bring this man's blood upon us. Then Peter and the other apostles answered and said, we ought to obey God rather than men. The God of our fathers raised up Jesus, whom ye slew and hanged on a tree. Him had God exalted with his right hand to be a prince and a savior, for to give, listen, repentance to Israel and forgiveness of sins. And we are his witnesses of these things. And so is also the Holy Ghost, whom God had given to them that obey him. We are witnesses, and the Holy Ghost is the chief witness, and he's given to them who obey him. See, that's why the Holy Ghost will come on some and won't come on others. Because if you won't open your mouth, well, then what do you need the Holy Ghost for? If you won't say what he tells you to say, why do you need the Holy Ghost's presence, power, and his ability to affect man? If you're not going to be a witness, then why call you to the stand? You catch that on your way home. But listen, Jesus said in that same hour, when you're called to testify, in that same hour, when you're put on the witness stand, in that same hour, for those of you who don't understand, you don't need a written script. You don't need to say, well, look, if somebody asks me if I know Jesus, this is what I'm going to say. I'm going to say the Bible says in Romans. No. All you got to do is obey. And he says, open your mouth. Here's what you do. Symbolic of saying, now, Lord, put something in it. And when he puts something in it, you let it come. I wish I had a witness. You let it come out. Because the Bible says in that same hour, he'll tell you what to say. And I promise you, it'll be so relevant and so real, and it'll reach the folk right where they are. And you might not